With this news alert, gas prices are falling, kind of. The national average has fallen about 20 cents to $4.80 per gallon. But as the energy pros tell us, gas prices rise like a rocket and fall like a feather. Why? Well, let's talk to Robin Farzad about what he can do about this. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, gas prices, why do they take their sweet time to float down? I'm thinking about that house in Up.
There are 1,000 theories about this, Scott. We do know that inflation generally, they say, is sticky upwards. Very rarely do you see prices come down gladly. Reluctantly, retailers are worried about price volatility. If you're a gas station owner and you're worried about whipsaws, what if Russia does something reckless? And what if you've already paid the wholesale price, but then prices shoot up again and you don't want to be whole? You don't want to lose money on that fill up. But moreover, I think that they realize, academics say, that people are much more sensitive on the way up, and they tend to use apps to shop around. On the way down, they tend to be, they're okay with, not having to shop around. That if it's going down, the trend is good, they'll stick to their local corner station, and they're cool with that.
Yeah, so if I'm in the business of assigning economic villains, I might list my local gas station owner for all the money that he or she is raking in. But should I blame them? Is that where the money's going?
No, you should. You shouldn't. Look, there are about 128,000 stations that are convenience stores as well. And the name of the game here, Scott, is to sell you one of those bladder buster size fountain drinks, right? Where they would much rather sell you a gallon of Pepsi or Mountain Dew that cost them, 30, 40 cents to provision, than a gallon of gas, which they might, at the end of the day, clear 5 cents if they're lucky on. They want to sell you corn nuts, beef jerky, and if you're barely making ends meet at the pump or just swiping your credit card to get in 5 gallons here or there, chances are you're not going into the station to splurge on junk food. They want you in there spending on high margin ticket items.
Yeah, someone once told me that one gas station chain, actually, its business model is to break even on the gas, right? And then charge me $7 for ice, whatever.
Oh, yeah, or think about the Wawa's or the Sheets or the other things that they do internally. They are not making all that much money on it. I mean, 2 or 3 cents a gallon if they're lucky again.
Okay, so then who gets all the big profits then? I do know that the oil drillers in Saudi Arabia, they can produce one barrel for a few bucks and sell it now for 102.
That's right. And the refining margins are also fat. There are times where you see a disconnect. Oil prices could be falling significantly, but we do know that we have a refining bottleneck in this country. We've discussed it before. It's very hard for these refiners with very little visibility into kind of the green carbon constrained future if they want to make these capital investments for factories that are going to last for decades. And if there's a bottleneck right there, you could be taking oil. Oil could be cheap, but the crack margins, the spread margins, are enormous. To send this downstream, it's tempting to vilify the gas station owner, like, I'm going to charge you $5 and go home and feed my family lobster. That's just not happening.
Yeah, but the refiners and also the drillers, like, way upstream, as they say?
That's right. But they would also tell you that if you go back to spring of 2020, they were losing money and they were nearly bankrupt. So it cuts both ways.
And they were. Yeah. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Scott.